And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey guys, Shalene Johnson here. Thanks so much for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. First, I have to say thank you so much. Thank you to each and every one of you who have probably been wondering why I haven't been doing my live broadcast as much, why I haven't been producing as many podcasts. And the truth is, I really love, I love being a teacher. And I'm having such a fantastic time inside the Marketing Impact Academy. And you know, I love you guys. I appreciate every single listener. I really do. But I also want you to know that when I am taking care of students, students who are inside of my academy, I legit do that. And sometimes that means putting other things as a lower priority. And I've never been as excited about the opportunity for people to build their businesses online. So I thought today what I would do is just give you this like awesome experience where you actually get to hear one of the stories of our students inside the Marketing Impact Academy. So this is something that's several pieces. Like what we're doing inside the Marketing Impact Academy this year, which is very different from previous years, is working on helping people to develop an introductory, or as I like to refer to it, a baby offer. And this is really what we're finding is helping people to build a list of buyers. It's combating that economy of free where we're, you know, I mean, I'm not here to say that freemiums are no longer effective. They are. They're incredibly effective. And I use them every single day to help me build my email list. But if I can help people understand that a great majority of those freemiums sit inside of our inbox and our spam folders, never opened, and we never take advantage of them. Because why? Because they're free. So it's like a free magazine. I'll get to it when I get to it. And we just don't open them. So it's a difficult way to actually build a relationship, and they're becoming less and less effective. Not ineffective yet, but less effective. And so what we've been doing in our case studies and in watching the economy and watching the way consumers, especially those of us who are in this online space and want those of us who want to learn and really taking advantage of online learning, what we're finding is that the consumer wants a solution that day, and they understand that it is of great value to them to pay for the shortcut. I want the information from the expert. So we're taking advantage of that mentality and teaching our students how to deliver that introductory offer, or as I like to call it, a baby offer. Now, this is different from a tripwire. This is different from creating freemiums. It's a different process. So what you'll be hearing today is a case study. This is Irene of Icy Productions, and this is a two-part series. You will hear the process of her creating and developing and creating a focus group and a beta launch to figure out what her first offer should be and how it is you figure that out for yourself, how you test that, and then the launching process. Now, in part two, you will hear an update from Irene just 1 week later. Oh, I'm so excited for you guys to hear this. Why? Because I know it's going to get your creative juices flowing. And for those of you who are inside the Marketing Impact Academy, I'm just so proud of you. For those of you who are loyal listeners of Build Your Tribe, may I just say thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your loyalty. I love you. I haven't forgotten about you. And I promise to share as much content from this experience as I can, as is respectable. You know, of course, honoring the investment that my students have made. But I have not forgotten you. And it is my goal to continue and to give you the best content that I can. And thank you so much for your support. It really means the world to me. Off to the show.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Irene of Icy Productions. And not only is she a Marketing Impact Academy student currently, but she's also a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a very long time. She's a brilliant young woman who has been the person behind the camera for years, creating our modules, creating our videos, creating our content. We started working together at Powder Blue Productions.
2009.
Isn't that crazy? And so, just like many other people who I love and care about, I'm always like, why aren't you like, you're here and you're recording this stuff. Why aren't you doing this yourself?
Yeah, it was never something that I thought I could do.
Why?
You just don't have that mindset until you're ready for it.
Yeah.
So it took going through marketing impact.
Yeah. So here, okay, I have to share this story first because I think it's going to help you with mindset, what you just said, is we were recording a lesson for the Marketing Impact Academy, and we're kind of talking about how it is you position yourself as an expert and how you explain the problem that you solved and how that specific formula allows you to explain without having to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And she was here recording it.
I was like this.
She's always here recording. She's films all of my modules, all of my videos, all of my academies for years. But that day she was like, she took off her earbuds and she was like, oh, I get it. And so it was like that day you were not just doing your job, you were absorbing it for you.
Yeah, it was like I was hearing it for the first time. I know you said that I've heard that a million times before, but it didn't come through the same way.
Yeah.
When I was hearing it this time, because I had a product in mind, I was ready for it.
Yes.
That's all it really is.
You have to be ready. So for those of you who are finding yourself stuck, it's a mindset shift, and you have to make a decision that you are ready and that why not you? So we sit down and I say to Irene, you've got this incredible knowledge. What would you teach people? Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I didn't know what the answer to that was.
Yeah. And so then I walked her backwards further and I said, okay, how about this? I want to know how to make videos and everything I need to know to do like the highest end video, like the most insane level. You have a month with me. So what would you give me? And she was like, oh, okay. So I know. And she started like listing everything off. She's like, if you were working with me for a month, here's a list of everything I would be able to teach you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, perfect. Now let's step that backwards. And let's say that you only have, let's say, 2 weeks to work with me. Obviously you can't teach me everything that you would that was in 30 days, but what would you teach me to like really get me going and get me on the right path if you only had 2 weeks with me? And then I asked her, okay, what would you teach me if you only had a week with me? What would you teach me if you had one day? And what I wanted to learn from you was something that would make a really big difference in my video production.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you came up with something different than what ultimately your baby offer was.
Yeah, completely different.
Okay. So tell them, I said, okay, you've got just one day to work with me. What would you teach me?
I wanted to teach you how to outsource.
Yes.
How to outsource a video editor, or the process that I took to outsource my video editor.
Okay.
The exact like description.
So she said, okay, so yeah, the first thing, if I only had a day, probably the most valuable thing I could teach people is I can't teach you how to be an expert. So I think I would teach people how to find an expert, a really affordable person to edit your videos and so that you don't have to learn to do those things. But I'll teach them enough so they know that who they're working with is the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be your baby offer.
Yeah, that was going to be my baby offer.
Okay, so the first thing I want you to take away from that is the first thing you come up with might not be it, but you gotta just decide, okay, this is what I'm going to teach. Then you started talking through that with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other key, is once you decide, okay, I think the first thing I want to offer people is this. Usually, we are so freaking close to our own expertise that we don't realize people want something even more basic, usually.
Yes.
Okay, so you start telling people, this is what I think I'm going to teach, is I'm going to teach people how to outsource editing.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide, I'm not sure if that's right.
I realized that before you even have videos to edit, you have to shoot your videos first.
Okay, so how did you realize that? Like from talking to people or?
Yeah, so I did, I took a poll and I asked people.
Where?
On Instagram and on Facebook.
And you asked what?
I asked them, I gave them a choice, three choices, which one they wanted to see more of from me.
Ah, that's good. So she didn't say, what do you want me to teach you? She didn't say, hey, you guys, what should my first introductory offer be? She said, What would you like to learn more of from me? Like, what would you like more of? What type of content? She gave them three choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that told you what?
So my first choice, or the first option was gadgets and gizmos.
Okay.
So it was,
I remember this.
Yeah. It was just a short video. So I gave them an option for gadgets and gizmos was choice A.
That would have been mine.
B was how to shoot and... to set up.
Okay, set up.
How to set up and shoot just like I do. And then choice C was how to edit your videos.
Okay. And
or my video editing system.
Okay, and what did you find?
And people wanted B.
How to set up and shoot.
Yes. B, they said B and then C, but also A would be good.
Right. The people always want everything. Yeah. Can we have everything? So that's really important because sometimes what we want, what we know people need and what they actually want mm-hmm. are two different things, and especially when we're talking about an introductory offer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the most valuable thing that you did was you went to your lifers mm-hmm. and you kind of led the witness, but you gave them choices.
Yes.
And then you looked at what do they really want, and so was that surprising to you that people didn't know setup?
No, I thought that that's what they would pick, but it's actually really cool to see that they know, all of them. Uh-huh. It was pretty consistent across the board that they knew what order they wanted it in.
Mm.
So that was very important for me to pay attention to.
Yes. That's what's available to us now that wasn't available before live streaming. Like, mm-hmm. it's a live, real-time focus group of your existing fan base, the people who are likely to be your best customers. Mm-hmm. And they're telling you what they want. They're telling you their pain point. Okay, so then you decide, okay, so then I'm going to teach people setup and how to shoot. And so we're going to cut to the chase here, and I'm going to tell you that Icy's baby offer is the iPhone Film School. How cool is that? The iPhone Film School. And so what she's created is an introductory offer that teaches people how to use equipment they already have and make it look like high-end production value. So she created this entire academy using her iPhone, editing on her iPhone, and really expensive equipment, but that was, I mean, it was beautiful. And I said, so Icy, why iPhone and not iPhone and Android?
I wanted to be able to focus so that they can walk through it with me.
Okay.
So iPhone came first because I have the iPhone, yeah. but Android will get love later on too.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not?
So she can build a more robust academy mm-hmm. later. Like, your introductory academy doesn't have to please everybody. It doesn't have to address every single one of your lifers. It can be very niched. It can be very specific. And how awesome is this idea?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so then you decide, okay, I'm just going to focus on what helped you to decide that you needed to start with an iPhone, because like when you film for me, we use, you know, DSLR and we use, you know, expensive Zoom mics and...
Well, like you always mention in your videos, everyone has a phone. They're watching us on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a phone, then you can shoot and edit your videos.
Right. Were you getting feedback though from your... What made you realize like, okay, I can solve a problem for people, because I would assume the cost of buying an expensive mm-hmm. phone or expensive mics, expensive lights, mm-hmm. prohibits a lot of people from making video. Were you hearing that from people?
Yeah, because then people wanted to invest and wait and wait and wait and wait until they can save for their $2,000 camera, their $1,500 lens, even just a mic alone is like $400.
Mm-hmm.
For a good mic that
right.
you want to use.
Yeah. Like, how much is our lens?
Our lens is about $2,000.
Like, we have, the camera lens that we're shooting on is a $2,000 lens. That's not even the camera.
That's just the lens.
And, you, like, you know.
It looks good.
I love what you just said. You realized people were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So they were holding back their gifts. They were procrastinating making video because they thought they needed amazing equipment. And mm-hmm. you decided to show them, guess what? You just need to know how to use it the right mm-hmm. way. So that's Icy's introductory offer. This is her baby offer. And when creating it, here's what she did. I said, imagine now that you only have an afternoon to spend with people. So an introductory offer, typically you want it to be in about the 5% range of what your big offer would be. And a lot of people have a hard time, like, even sketching out in their mind what their big offer would be. But I always say, start with a singular expertise and imagine you have a month to spend with somebody. That's your big offer, right? And so if someone were to come and spend a whole month with you, like that's a month of your time. What's that valued at? And then you can kind of scale that back to pick a price point. So she picked a $19.99 price point. And for $19.99, and so she starts with the price point and her topic. And then she has to decide, okay, what do I need to teach them that they can consume in a weekend? That and then you have to ask yourself, what is it I need to be able to promise them they will achieve with this baby offer? So, and it can be a physical product. It doesn't always have to be an information product, of course. So it can be a lot of different things. We're talking about ICE's program today, which is an information product. But so you decided, what is the promise? If you go through your iPhone course, what is the promise? What can people expect? What did you promise to deliver them?
I promise to deliver them that if they go through my course, they'll be able to shoot and edit their videos and create a course.
Mm-hmm. And how to create a course.
Yeah, where to serve their courses.
And so the promise here is that not that they're going to learn how to build an email list to sell their course, not that they're going to learn how to develop content. The promise is that they're going to know how to shoot it, edit it, and deliver it. And that's the promise. So notice that sometimes you have to scale your promise back because for $19, she's not going to teach them how to set up their, sales page. And she's not going to teach, she's promising them a solution so that they're going to start creating. She's going to solve a problem. And the problem is that people don't like the way their videos look and they can't afford expensive equipment and they want to be able to use what they have. So that helped her to scale back what content should be included in her introductory or baby offer, as we like to call it. So then, how did you decide what the content would be?
I went back to the basics.
Okay.
I really had to scale down all of this that's going on around us, like all the cameras and mics and stuff, and make that something that all goes on your iPhone.
So you can achieve that look,
yes,
but on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I think for the average person, when you're creating, especially when it's an information course, you have to ask yourself, okay, if I'm sitting down with someone and I only have that amount of time, the first thing I would tell you to do is just do a brain dump. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the order. Be like, okay, I would need to talk to them about. So what was included on your brain dump?
Was how to shoot.
Okay. What does that mean, how to shoot?
Just the settings that you have to have your phone on.
Ah,
to
get so
the
iPhone settings.
Settings. Yes.
Because a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like, what can you do with an iPhone that people don't realize? You don't have to give us all the steps, but like quality-wise.
Your iPhone and that camera have the same exact video quality.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's just that camera has a lens, but it's the same thing at 1080p, which is high definition across all platforms online. So
So you've got to teach them how to use the right settings so that they're actually maximizing the power of their video. Okay. What else did you, like, brainstorm? Any order. What else did you?
So video editing basics.
Okay, editing basics.
Yes.
So does that mean like apps and everything?
Yeah, apps and everything. And including in that was a lot of people want to learn how to do all the fancy lower thirds that we add in your videos because it helps.
Yeah.
It helps get the message through. So I wanted to include that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So they get lower thirds.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Okay.
All on your iPhone.
Okay. What else do I learn?
And where to serve it. Digital marketplaces.
Oh, okay. Where to serve it up. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then what about lights, sound?
Lights, sound. So I cover lights, sound, and all the equipment that I use.
Okay.
So everything that I use to make my course is included in this.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is what you'll do. You create a brain dump of, okay, I've got one day to spend with someone. That's a rough estimate. Maybe your introductory course is something. So for example, to give you another variation on this, is our baby offer, introductory offer, is the Instagram Impact course. And that's a course that we offer usually around $147. Sometimes we discount it. But that course is something, it's my smallest available course. And the way I created it was like, okay, if I had a week to spend with someone, what could I teach them about Instagram to change their business? So I looked at, if I had a week with someone, I see wanted to create a course where she's like, what if I just had, like, someone could dive into this and binge watch it and by Monday start creating amazing video. So she creates her brainstorming list, and that's what you'll do. You create your brainstorming list, and then you look at it and you go, what's first?
The first thing is sound.
Okay. And why did you decide the first thing was sound?
Because video can't exist without sound, but sound can exist without video.
Ooh. That's good. And that's your secret sauce. So know this, when it comes to ordering what it is you want to teach someone, that's your secret ingredient. It's the reason why when you're going through the Marketing Impact Academy, you probably notice that there's certain things you want to learn right now, and I'm not going to let you learn it right now because I know that there's something that's more important before it. And my goal is to give you results. And so when you are ordering everything you want to teach someone, take a look at it and say, now knowing what I know, what I've learned, what order would I put these things in? And that's exactly how she developed what order she was. You can film it in any order, but that's the order that you delivered it in.
Yeah.
Okay. So you write out what you want to include it. So we're going to walk you through how long this process takes. So you write out what you want to include, each one of those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've decided it's going to be called the iPhone course, what was your next step? How did you know that name would be available?
So that was actually my last step.
Ah.
Because, you know, creating logos and all the name stuff is kind of the icing on the cake.
Right.
That's where it gets all fun. But the first thing I did was film it.
Okay. So then you can film it without knowing for sure what the name of it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I think it helps to know the name of what your course is going to be because you'll notice I mentioned Marketing Impact Academy a lot. But you don't have to. And the fact that I'm always mentioning it means that I can't take this content and move it later. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like the idea that you don't list the name of your course or mention it all the time because as soon as you say it in a video, if you decide to change the name or there's a trademark infringement or anything... you're done. Then you got to reshoot it. Okay, so you shoot the. So from the time that you decide it's an iPhone film course. She has her notes.
I have my notes.
This is perfect.
The first thing I did was write everything down. So I had everything in the right order.
Okay.
And then so I told myself, we wrote down what goes into each lesson.
Great. So this is great. So she brainstormed and created a list of everything that would be included. Then she went through each one of those and said, okay, what are each one of these lessons? And then under each lesson, I can see in your notes, she said, these are all the bullet points I have to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you do that and then you just film it?
Yeah, nice. I filmed it. I filmed everything on my iPhone so I can walk the talk.
That's huge.
Filmed and edited on my iPhone, which was, it's different for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to, you know, doing it on the big bad boys.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to see that I'm teaching this and I did this. So
yeah.
They can
it's
do
proof.
It too.
Yes. Yes, that's huge. Yeah. Okay, so from the time that you decide what it's going to be, what's going to be included in the from the time that you decide, okay, it's an iPhone course, how to shoot like you went to film school, how long did it take you from doing your research and the day that you decide, okay, I know what it's going to be, how long did it take you from that day through creation to ready to sell?
7 days.
7 days. Okay, so do you understand? In 7 days' time, from the moment she said, okay, I've done enough research and development, I've talked to my lifers, I've focused on what they were saying, I've listened to them, from the day that she decided what her baby offer needed to be so that she can take people on this journey with her, because the lifer that she wants to take care of is somebody who's an entrepreneur, someone who's got a message to share, somebody who she wants to take care of them, right? So she wants them at some point to understand how to do the type of production we do here, but she's gonna take care of them along that journey, and they have to start somewhere, right? Like these people need to start making money before they can afford to invest in more equipment and, you know, high-end production. So from that process and the brainstorming, including filming, including loading it up into your academy, creating a sales page, writing the sales content for it, which we walk you through that process. That took 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And is it available today?
Yes.
And where can people find it?
It's available at theiphonefilmschool.com.
Theiphonefilmschool.com. Not only did you do that in 7 days, but you have a logo and like a theme song.
Logo's
like, you're
done.
Insane.
The little logo sting is done. But the reason why I was done in 7 days is because Sheree and I worked on this and set a deadline.
Okay.
So there was a hard deadline where I had to meet those goals.
Mm-hmm. Did that freak you out?
Yeah, it was hard.
Are you still a little freaked out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why we're here today? Because today is the day that Irene is launching her program. So I was like, what a better way to celebrate somebody stepping out and feeling nervous and wondering if they can do it and pushing through that self-doubt and just doing it and just share that moment with you. How congratulations.
Thank you.
You got tears in your
Thank
eyes.
You. I'm so proud of you. And I love you.
I am so proud of her. And I'm so proud of you. But I think what people need to take away from this is, despite your authority, despite your expertise, it still freaks you out, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I've never shared knowledge that I do, mm-hmm. my systems before.
Mm.
This is my first part to teach people. And I'm so excited to, now that I know I can do this, I'm so excited to teach them so much more.
Oh,
so
I love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. When you think about the thought, just so I know, I want people to know they're normal. When you think about the negative thoughts that were going through your head, what were some of the voices that you would just say, shut up,
mm-hmm.
that's not true? What were some of the voices saying in your head?
You're not doing it right.
Mm.
Or you're not teaching the right thing. Or why are you doing it that way?
Mm. So questioning, is there a better way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you ever think to yourself, well, people aren't going to like me, or people are going to think that there's someone else out there who's more knowledgeable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, I'm sure that there's other people out there, but I had to learn through the process of watching your videos and learning from and doing all the homework that I had to serve them me.
Yes, 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 yes. I love it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'd like to invite you to attend one of my free trainings on how you can build your brand, grow your business, and attract more followers using one of my favorite social media platforms, Instagram. Sign up for my free webinar by going to howtoinstabrand.com. That's howtoinstabrand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Trainings are free, and I would love to share with you my top tips.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.